Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People outside of the comic book world may not be aware it's a very large industry, a lot of wheeling and dealing going on. Let's learn more. Vincent Zerzolo, COO of ComicConnect.com. That's ComicConnect.com. Also with Metropolis Collectibles. It's the world's largest dealership of vintage comics. Vincent, appreciate you joining us. As we get started here, are we just talking about these vintage comics, or is there stuff that's more recent that also seems to have value?
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Cisco. It's a great question. Vintage comic books are definitely growing. We've seen incredible demand for them over the last few years, especially since the pandemic. But even modern comic books, contemporary books that have come out in the last few months, have been getting scooped up, oftentimes because of low print runs or special artist variants that are involved. But yes, we see across the boards on vintage comic books, modern comic books, as well as other categories of collectibles that we've delved into over the last few years, including video games, original comic art, and pulps and statues. Everything seems to be in demand right now.
Does it matter what sort of condition the comics are in, or pretty much is there some value if it's something that's vintage, if it's something that is rare, is it still valuable?
Well, absolutely. A condition comes into play all the time. However, just because you have something in low grade doesn't mean it's worthless. You could have a comic book from 1938, the first appearance of Superman, in Action Comics number one, in a low grade condition, it could still be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars easily.
When it comes to this as an investment, I think a lot of people, they think of, if I don't have comics from when I was a kid in the attic or something, then I can't get into this. Can you get into it, buy something, hold on to it for a little while, maybe a year, 3-5 years, and then have it turn into a good investment?
Well, that same argument, I would say, well, if you didn't buy Apple when it came out, how could you make money on it? Of course, that's not true. So you can definitely delve into the comic book market right now, whether it be old comic books or new, and definitely have to hold on to them for a certain period of time. Some comic books are speculated upon because of movies that are going to be coming out. If the movie is very successful, the comic books continue to go up in value. You have other collectibles that just seem to go up over time, first appearances of Spider-Man, Batman, things like that. But then you also have modern comic books that, like I said, are coming out every month, and those are also types of things you can speculate in, invest in, and collect. And, you know, nothing's guaranteed. None of us have a crystal ball. We don't know what the stock market's going to do tomorrow. We don't know what the real estate market's going to do tomorrow. But what we can tell you is that what's great about collectibles is over the course of the last 3, 4, 5 decades, we have seen a steady growth in the market. And over the last year since the pandemic, we've seen exponential growth. Comic books that I've sold last year for $100,000 are selling for $200,000-$300,000. Comic books that I sold last year for $10 are now selling $20, $30, $40, $50.
So it sounds like you mentioned Apple. It sounds like the same with stocks. You need to manage expectations. Everyone loves having that comic book that gets sold for $1 million, but instead maybe it's more you make 400 here, 600 or 700 there, and still make some pretty good profits.
Yeah, we all like to hit home runs, but, you know, games are built and collectibles and investment portfolios are built off of singles and doubles and triples. And so you want to try to take a look at the overall experience. You can definitely look at comic books as someplace where you can park money and watch it grow over time, but you have to be patient, and you have to also realize just like with anything else, you're not going to win on every single one of them, but you want to have a really good batting average and basically be able to win on the majority. Calling up a company like mine is a great place to start to get advice. Looking into online price guides like gpanalysis.com and gocollect.com, those are great places to start. Going to our websites, following our auctions for comicconnect.com, we have event auctions and mega monthly auctions. These are great places to pick up knowledge and information and take that information and then start to invest, just like you would with anything else.
Yeah, just a fascinating sort of alternate, exciting way of investing. Thank you. That's Vincent Zerzolo, COO of ComicConnect.com and Metropolis Collectibles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.